It's been 74 years since passage of the National Labor Relations Act that grants workers the legal right of unionization, the right, that is, to bargain collectively with employers on setting their working conditions. But for all that time, two groups of workers have been denied the law's protections: farm workers and housekeepers, nannies, and other domestic workers. A campaign to get Congress to extend the law's protection to the excluded workers has just been launched by two veterans of the United Farm Workers campaigns, backed by labor, political, civil rights, academic, and religious leaders from and organizations in more than 30 states. The campaign leaders helped win the 1975 state law that granted union rights to California's farm workers, and there have been drives to enact similar state laws elsewhere, but only in Hawaii have they been successful. Drives to give union rights to domestics in particular states also have failed. The need to extend the legal protections nationwide is obvious. The pay of farm workers outside California is generally at or near the poverty level. They have few fringe benefits and very little legal protection from employer mistreatment. Domestic workers everywhere also generally earn little more than poverty level pay and have few benefits. Most are women who are subject to physical and sexual abuse. Denying domestics and farm workers union rights is, in effect, racist, since most of them are Latino immigrants. Racism, in fact, was a major reason why farm and domestic workers were originally denied the law's protections. At the time of the law's introduction in 1935, as part of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal, most domestic workers and many farm workers were African American, and the powerful Southern Democrats in Congress absolutely refused to support a law that would grant African American workers the same rights as white workers. So, as presented to Congress by FDR and as passed, the National Labor Relations Act specifically excluded farm workers and domestic workers from its protections. But now, 74 years later, we finally have the opportunity to provide every worker, every one of them, the vital right of unionization. With a perspective, this is Dick Meister.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.